Oh, it's been a while since I heard this song, at least on my show, or a show I'm doing. I'm doing the Upswing for Jeff Sherman, who's off today. We'll be back tomorrow. The one, the only CEO of Anis Wealth Management, Dave Spano. Good to talk to you, Dave.
Thanks for having me on, Steve. Nice to hear your voice. Even though I hear it every day, nice to talk to you.
Yeah. I wish it wasn't for this kind of news, but as often, I like to go to people that know what they're talking about. And when we see the markets, I don't want to say tanking, but in the red numbers, Dow about down about 850, Nasdaq's down as well. The Nikkei certainly took a big hit, their version of today, yesterday here. What are we seeing here? I know that you're looking at things like interest rates and Fed mm-hmm. policy and spending and jobs numbers. What should we be focusing on today?
Well, this morning we knew we were going to get hit pretty hard because the weekend news. We got together. The investment committee got together yesterday and early this morning. Two things happened. Number one, Japan was opened down 7%. And so that usually means we're going to get a bleed over from that, and that's exactly what happened. And secondarily, of course, the geopolitical risk that we're having in Israel, with there was another attack yesterday, so it looks like that could escalate, something that we don't want to see. But Iran has, as earlier as last night and this morning, said to the airline pilots to stay clear. So it sounds like that's going to escalate. And so a combination of this real geopolitical risk on both sides of the pond in Japan and everything that's happened over there with raising interest rates, first time in 17 years, and of course an escalation of the geopolitical risk in Israel. And put that all together, Steve, with what's happening with tech stocks and interest rates and Fed, and this is what you get.
So often then the terms that get thrown around are correction or recession. Where do you think those terms apply to where we're at now?
So by definition, correction is something more than 10%. And generally you talk about a bear market, which is more than a down 20%. In bear markets and recessions are usually connected. Now, this is a unique set of circumstances for a lot of reasons. Number one is you look at the weight of the Mag 7, the Magnificent 7, are the big tech stocks, and they are a whopping 34% of market valuation. And so when you see a chip pullback, you're going to see the entire market can't come back. And, you know, we have been talking about this, as you well know, for a long time, that said, you know, we're getting the benefit of, you know, we're up 15% at the middle of the year. A lot of that because of AI and tech stocks. And so when those things correct, it's going to take the whole S&P with it. So you're seeing a correction across those markets. Some of these chip stocks down 25-30% down. And, of course, that's going to put pressure on the entire S&P 500. But if you open up the hood and say what's doing well and what's not, it's not as bad as it looks at the moment. The Federal Reserve is going to be the bell of the ball here, because they had said we were going to lower interest rates in September, Steve. That's a long ways off. And, you know, it would be, I think, pretty freak out time if they have an emergency meeting and do something before September.
That's not something you anticipate. They would probably hold to that meeting date, and then probably, if things continue in this direction, lower interest rates.
Right. And so, you know, every year they go to Jackson Hole and all the economists get together. And, of course, Chairman Powell will be there. And there's usually some jawboning, if you will, that happens in Jackson Hole. And so that's what we expect is going to happen here in the next couple of weeks, is they're going to get together in Jackson Hole and talk about some things. And there'll be some news. There's always news that comes out of that. And it's going to be something likely of a 25 to perhaps even a 50 basis point cut in interest rates in September. And if that happens, that will be smoothing to the markets right now. So, but there's a lot of news, of course. And, you know, there's certainly a lot of people talking this morning about the shakeup in the U.S. presidential race and the fact that, you know, one economic policy versus another are going to have a dramatic effect on how the economy reacts. And I'm trying not to be partisan here, but, you know, there's certainly a different opportunity set for the Democrats than the Republicans. And I think you're seeing a repricing of some of those equities right now. But we have 90 days to go, so a lot can happen in that race.
Dave Spano, CEO of Anis Wealth Management. You and I have had this conversation on other days like this, and it's a great way to kind of refocus and maybe think about how people manage their money. And one of the best ways they can do that, their savings, their investments, and all the things that go into that. Anis Wealth Management is part of that story, and I've learned that lesson over the last few years. And it's not a day to panic. It's a day to understand your risk and assess where you can go next.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, and what we've done, again, we got together yesterday and early this morning, and we look at pullbacks as opportunities. And so we say if there's something that we really like that had earnings, and by the way, the earnings came out, 80% of the earnings were positive and beat their estimates. And so, you know, there's some companies right now that are, air quotes, on sale right now. And so maybe you don't go all in, but perhaps take maybe a quarter position of what you would like. And that is something that we're looking at right now. Do we have an asset allocation change? What should we do this week when things that we do really like are being pulled down in the market? You know, if you have tech stocks that are going down to the Magnificent Seven, but they're pulling down some good stocks that you liked, you know, before this happened, maybe they're cheaper for a reason.
He is Dave Spano, CEO of Annex Wealth Management, host of Money Talk, one of the great hosts of Money Talk, the longest running program on all of the things we just talked about. Dave, I missed the conversation. Yeah. Stay in touch. Let's have fun this summer, the rest of your summer. Try to get out to State Fair if you can.
I will. And I'll hope to see you out there. Thanks for having me on.